Hello, and welcome to the Workplace Experience Podcast, aka TWEP. Thanks, our marketing guys. Proudly brought to you by Workplace Services Australia, your leading workplace strategy, change management, workplace culture, and workplace services partner. My name is Bly Williams. I'm the Director of Strategic Special Projects at WSA, and I'm currently working on a number of workplace and bespoke once-in-a-lifetime projects for our sponsors' clients. Over the last 20 years, the baseline on determining the amount of real estate a client required was only crudely estimated using the formula of headcount by 10 square metres per person. Tenant advisors traditionally snub the importance of the discoveries made by the workplace strategist, which often revealed how their clients' employees worked and what parts of the organisation needed what facilities. This is a direct correlation to the amount of space that was truly required on the go forward by the organisation. The physical facilities provided in the workplace truly become an enabler or would disable the client's business long after the tenant advisor has collected their fee and left the building. It often meant that the crude 10 square metres per person was actually sometimes 15 square metres per person, or even as low as 8 square metres per person. In my 2 decades in the space of workplace, I have seen both outcomes, and lucky for my clients, I've had close to 2 decades of doing commercial deals with various landlords. So I do understand how the two worlds need to meet and complement each other. It can definitely now not be an us and them mentality. This old school way of thinking will only end up in tears for both parties. This crude back of the TAB ticket method of calculating the required amount of space has often led to many organisations carrying a significant amount of surplus real estate and therefore cost for the space that has a very, very low capacity, which creates a sublease issue for the organisation, often when there's no appetite in any sublease market. Or on the reverse, the clients have outgrown their space in the first 20% of their total lease term, with no capacity to grow, therefore creating a problem for expanding businesses on how they can accommodate new headcount. Let's take a step back for anyone who does not know what a TAB ticket is. It's a small rectangular piece of paper where you cross the boxes and place your bet on either the thoroughbreds, the plate lickers, or the thieves on wheels. Okay, we'll take another step back. So the plate lickers, they're the greyhounds. The thieves on wheels are the harness racing. So now, hopefully, I've explained any confusion away. All right, back to it. But the new age tenant advisor needs to know your business, your people, its culture, and the organisation's trajectory of where it will go in the next 5 to 10 years. It's not about the tenant advisor's opinion on how people work and where they work in your organisation. Your people and your business needs will not be the same as the client that the tenant advisor did the deal with last week. These opinions, the one-size-fits-all approach, is very, very dangerous and will lead you into hot water territory. Tenant reps who are puffing their chests out and spruiking that they've saved their clients on a make good, which, by the way, should be a given, is not something that deserves thanks or kudos. It's a small part of their responsibility. Often the CFOs don't really care, as they don't think they'll be around in 5 or 10 years' time to take the credit. This does not necessarily make it right either. The post-pandemic world of the office has changed the role of the tenant advisor for good. Some would say it's turned it on its head and will lead to renewal within the industry. It's important that we don't lose the experience out of the industry. That's not good for anyone. But your tenant advisor needs to move with the times, often upskilling with ongoing education to meet the changing needs of the market. It is more than just the commercial numbers that secure the best lease and best performing workplaces today. It's about the facilities, the amenities, and the wider neighbourhood. Does your tenant advisor get this? If not, get yourself a new one. Leave the dinosaur at the curb, otherwise you will end up there as well. The tenant advisor should have laser focused on obligations by the owner to ensure supportive retail operations such as bars, cafes, coffee shops, chemists, fashion and other essential offerings are open and available to employees attending the office. This contributes to the vibrancy of the place. The definition and functionality of place is now not just within the workplace, but more about the entire local neighbourhood and community to which the employees and their employers are members of. Yes, a community. We're all a member. Employees, employers, landlords, suppliers, vendors, and other tenants and retailers. Maybe it's time that the traditional retail covenants become a part of commercial leases of new office space transactions. The success of employees returning to the office needs to be a joint venture between the occupiers and landlords, as both parties need it to be successful. If the tenant succeeds in return to work of its staff, then there's an opportunity for landlords to lease more space to their tenants. With greater lease space, this provides a better return on investment for the owner, and it's truly a scratch my back and I'll scratch yours moment. The new world really is centered around collaboration between the commercial parties instead of the traditional us and them approach. This is key to ensure that the doom loop or tumbleweed valley effect does not take hold. Turning this around is harder than many stakeholders think it is. If you can sense the infiltration of the doom loop, don't stand back. Start the conversation yesterday. It is key to have these facilities in the neighbourhood activated and vibrant to maximise employee satisfaction, commercial viability of the tenants, and the positive impact it has on the landlord's asset valuation. The vibrancy and activation is just another reason that will entice people back to the office a few days a week. It is essential that the new age tenant advisor can deliver savings to their client by using or excluding traditional base building services. And these services are clearly visible and experienced by the employees as they return to the office. By providing a high standard of service, such as dedicated full-time day cleaning, the old advisor would see this as just an increase in overheads, but that is not the case. It's often a redistribution of costs, and that can also deliver cost savings, and more importantly, the positive contribution to your workplace culture. Do not be hoodwinked by some of these overheads being squirreled away in the rent charges. There should be a clear delineation of the two in case they have to be modified during the lease term. Modification is far easier commercially than decoupling. The new age tenant advisor should have a practical and technical knowledge on how these services are provided so they can ensure new services can offset some of the costs while improving the employee's experience and reducing risks to their clients and their staff. Employees are looking for more in the building amenities today. Prior to the pandemic, we had a decade of the evolution of building facilities, the services that people just considered a given prior to the pandemic. So many services people used to take for granted, like your lobby cafe, your dry cleaner, or your end-of-trip facilities, were closed or ceased operations during and post the pandemic, as they are not commercially viable to operate due to reduced numbers of employees returning to the offices. These services are now more critical than ever. When these services are not provided, it has a significant negative impact on the ambience, collaboration, and convenience that these services used to provide. It also provides a justification by staff on why they should work from home 5 days a week and not return to the office. Activation of common spaces for informal meetings or short-term rentals of meeting or conference spaces, function or dining spaces are all services organisations have missed since the pandemic, and some of these are only starting to be reactivated this year. The viability of these services is also about the success of the tenant having their people return to work to the office a few days a week. The success of one does not work without the other. Both are dependent on each other. Does your tenant advisor understand the difference between workplace utilisation and capacity? If they are still talking about utilisation, get yourself a new tenant advisor. capacity is now even more critical than ever before. Do you see your tenant advisor at year four when your lease expiry is in year five? Then get yourself a new tenant advisor. It's more than just doing the deal and earning the fee. A real tenant rep can't stay abreast of your business and how it's moving if they only turn up once every 4 years. Your workplace is evolving all the time, yearly, 6 monthly, quarterly, even monthly. Can your tenant advisor assist you by managing your space planning, workplace design, change management, technology solutions, facilities management, or transitioning to net zero? If the answer is no, you need a new tenant advisor. The stay and go model is no longer as cut and dry as it used to be before COVID. It's not only about the incentive. Does your tenant advisor negotiate and structure your lease in a way that works best for you and ensures that options are available that aligns with your business objectives? They should. It does not matter if your business is growing, consolidating, or you just want to understand your options. Your lease strategy can happen at any time now during the lease term. Does your tenant advisor shortlist only on look and feel? Though it's a contributor, it should not be the main driver. Does your tenant advisor know where your key clients are located? Conduct a postcode analysis of your employees to advise you on the cost of living impact by changing your work location and the impact that this will have on employees attending the office. It's not a matter of possible impact, it will be an impact. Can your tenant advisor provide you with detailed local market commentary on the preferred geographical locations identified for your relocation? As you can see, the world of tenant advisory has moved on from the days of crude calculations of square metres per headcount and lunch in Sydney at Stearson Steakhouse by 12:30 p.m. 3 days a week. Though, if you are in Sydney, treat yourself and try them out. The steaks are amazing. Plus, we will be contributing to the success and vibrancy of the neighbourhoods, the community and the place. So much to cover in less than 15 minutes, but we did it. Remember, we only need you for up to 15 minutes every Friday morning. Move over, Nat, Sarah and Michael. TWEP is proudly brought to you by our original and loyal sponsor, WSA, your experienced workplace strategy, change management, workplace design and workplace culture partner. Check them out at www.wsagroup.au. Thank you for joining us for episode 14. Please see attached the show notes and leave us your feedback and subscribe. The way it is today, Friday, 3rd of November, 2023. This has been the TWEP. I am Bly Williams and thanks for joining us.